Once upon a time, there was a brave rabbit named Sir Hopsalot. Sir Hopsalot protected the Carrot Castle, home of King Sniffles and Queen Sniffles, I guess. That's the way that works, right? Anyways. Sir Hopsalot was sworn to the King and Queen that he would protect them no matter what. And he would give his life to ensure the safety of the Carrot Kingdom. So he would ride out on his trusty, what would a rabbit ride on? Gopher? About the same size. Squirrel? Every day to ride around the perimeter of the Carrot Castle.
Why?
To make sure that it was secure and no one was trying to attack. One day, when he was out doing his rounds and checking the perimeter, he noticed some footprints. Some mysterious footprints. They were big and they had claws that poked into the dirt. That freaked Sir Hopsalot out, and he scurried back to the castle. When he got inside, he told the King and Queen, "There's a threat, a big-footed, big-clawed threat. We must close the castle doors and stay inside until the threat has been assessed and neutralized." The King and Queen were very grateful to Sir Hopsalot for giving them advance warning, and they closed the gates. So, with the gates closed, all they could survive on was the food that they had within the gates, which was plentiful. There were a lot of carrots growing in Carrot Castle. But after a while, after a few years, all of those fruits and vegetables were all used up. And people started saying, "Sir Hopsalot, can we leave the kingdom now?" And Sir Hopsalot said, "I'm not sure that it's safe." So they would leave it alone for a few years. And then they would ask again, "Sir Hopsalot, we're starving. Is it safe to go outside?" And Sir Hopsalot said even further, "I'm not sure that it is." And this went on for years and years and years. Until Sir Hopsalot was an old man, and all of the veggies had been eaten and depleted, and everybody was hungry and tired and feeling unhappy because they had been for decades locked in the Carrot Castle. And there were young rabbits born, and they were training to protect the castle as well. And this one young rabbit was training to be a philosopher, so he could think about what rabbit life is like and how it could change. So anyways, for years, everybody stayed inside because Sir Hopsalot kept saying, I'm not sure that it is safe out there. Eventually, a new knight rose up the ranks. A young knight. A confident knight. Came into power. And Sir Hopsalot was thanked for all his duties. And given some money to retire on. He was happy. So, Sir Hopsalot's replacement, Hoppy the Brave, was asked, can we go outside? It's been decades. We're dying to get out there and find some new sources of food. And Sir Hoppy the Brave looked across the ocean. It looked back at his land. And he said, let's do it. And all the people were shocked. They'd grown up not being allowed out of the gates. They said, but Sir Hopsalot always used to say that he is not sure that it's safe. And Hoppy the Brave said only one thing. He said, well, I'm not sure that it's unsafe. It blew everybody's mind. They started thinking about things completely differently. They thought, wait a second, yeah, how do you ever know if something is safe? You can't live your life like this, locked up behind castle walls, hoping that everything will be safe. This is life. Living life is getting out there and being somebody.
I'm just scared of rabbit or a bunny.
So they opened the gates. Rabbit? And they opened the gates, and everybody scurried out. And they all bounced around and found food, played games and frolicked in the stream. And sure, every once in a while someone got scared or chased by a wild animal. And everybody would bounce over to that person, that bunny's aid, and take care of them. It wasn't perfect. People still got hurt. People still got lost. But everybody got to live. You can really live their life, you know? Feel good about it. And that is huge. The
Daddy, when you are alive, and, like, you're just gonna be alive to do something, then you're gonna die, that happens, and you die. Where do you go?
Into the ground. And turn into dirt.
So you're just bones?
Uh-huh.
But
no one knows what happens to your soul and your mind.
Exactly. That's a, like,
nobody knows.
Like, do you think you could figure it out?
I don't think so. I don't think we're meant to figure it out.
I really want to know.
Well, you can spend your whole life trying to figure it out.
No, I
don't. The pursuit want to. Might be satisfying.
What?
But I don't think you should expect to find the answer. Some people think they know.
What?
Hmm?
What is it then?
Oh, you'd have to ask those people. They've got it all figured out, they think.
Do you think they have it all figured out?
I do not think they have it all figured out. But I will say that I don't know. And I don't know,
I know, but
includes not knowing how it works and not knowing if somebody who thinks they're right is right. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but Daddy, like,
so maybe somebody's right.
Like, I'm a kid, right?
Uh-huh.
And when I get older and older and older and older and older and older, mm-hmm. and then how do you die? Like, I don't get it.
Parts of you stop working.
How do you, die?
Well, there's lots of ways that people can die from diseases or from getting hurt.
No, I mean, if I'm really careful my entire life and I live up to, 100-something.
Uh-huh.
Then, how would I just die?
Your heart would stop working. Or your brain would stop working. Because all of our parts are not meant to last that long.
Why aren't they? Why can't someone?
Because if everybody who ever lived on the earth was still alive, there wouldn't be enough earth to go around. We would run out of plants and animals and other things to eat and create energy with. What? Water, we'd run out of fresh water.
How?
Because the world is an ecosystem. We have just enough of everything
to balance. Just because humans got upgraded.
What do you mean upgraded?
That their brain would work longer and so would their heart. How would that affect the whole planet?
So you're saying if we made sure that nobody died?
Mm-hmm. No, that's not what I mean. Had longer to live. Longer than 100. Maybe someone could live to 400 or something.
I think the world would be in disarray. There's already not enough food and resources to keep everybody in the world as comfortable as they would like to be. We're very lucky. But there are people who don't have as much as we do. And then there are people who have more than we do, but there aren't very many. In the whole scope of the world,
Brooklyn and Liberty do,
but when I say have more than this, I'm not talking little things like a bigger house and a pool and a faster car. I'm talking we have shelter and fresh clothes when we need them, food whenever we want it, water whenever we want it.
That's, we have the same thing.
We have the same thing that they have.
They have fresh water. But it still doesn't make sense. People, why can't people just how do you know that people are dead when they're dead? When you're in a not a coffin, but when you're dead. And you're dead, you're done. And how do you know that you're, possibly dead? You're in a hospital and you just died. And, 2 months later, you come back to life. How? How could,
We know that the way that the body works, no matter how long you wait, it never comes back to life in the way that we know it.
Not spirit.
You'll never be able, once the body is dead, then it doesn't come back to life. You see?
So
that's the way we see it. I mean, you could be living some other type of life that we don't understand.
If you had a heart attack or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you die.
You can live through a heart attack.
Because Mo did the same thing. Mo had a heart attack. And, yes. Well, look at me. Died. Mm-hmm. Per se.
Oh, Mo died. I see.
His heart stopped for a really long time.
Yeah. That's
a few days, actually.
It's just like holding your breath, right?
No.
Technically, you're not doing the things that you need to do.
You to are. Live. Your heart's still beating.
I understand. You need to breathe. So my point is, see, your heart beats and it pumps oxygen into your body. Mm-hmm. Your body can live for a little while without new oxygen being pumped into it, but eventually it suffocates because it needs that oxygen. just like. You can hold your breath for a while.
Go 2 days, right?
Quite a while. You can't go 2 days with holding your breath.
No, 2 days for, like, if your heart's still going.
No, you can, there's minutes. I don't know. Some measure of minutes with your heart stopping.
Like 50 something.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's what I'm guessing.
50 minutes is probably too long. Maybe 15? Maybe?
Might not.
5? 10? Something like that. I don't even know. I don't even think you can go 15 minutes with your heart stopped. Anyways, there's nothing we can really do about it. So there's really no point in worrying about it. You try to live your life as best you can. You try to be careful. Try to take care of yourself. Brush your teeth. Eat right. Get exercise.
Brushing your teeth couldn't kill you.
Yeah, it really actually could.
How?
You could get an infection and a disease in your mouth.
Yeah, but that could only kill your teeth.
No.
It could only kill the...
infections? It's in your head.
Wait, no.
Screw up your brain.
It could only infect this part.
It can spread.
No, it can only affect below.
It could spread. Anyways.
I know that.
It's rare. Don't get me wrong. There's not a lot of people who are dying from a rotten tooth. But exactly. It is possible. Anything is possible. That's what's screwy about life. You never know what's going to happen, so you just do your best, live it, enjoy it, and try to be the best person you can be so you feel good about yourself, and take what you get, because you never know when it's going to be gonzo. Right?
Yeah, but I still don't get it. Why be born if you're just going to die?
Ooh, that's the meaning of life. That's what you're asking.
Like, I'm trying to understand this, but I mean, like, it's so hard to understand. Like, you're just born, and you live for, like, I don't know, I've already had, like, 10 years. Like, maybe 50, no.
Maybe another 80 years.
I know, but I don't get it.
Why bother?
Yeah.
It's about your experience while you're here.
Scary. Why would you?
What you bring to other people, what they bring to you, who you bring into the world. Like, if I didn't bother living, then you wouldn't even exist.
Exactly.
Right?
So?
Or if I died young, before I had kids, no Finny. But you're saying, why Finny? And why,
yeah.
Why Finny's kids?
And why Finny's daddy?
Kids' kids?
And why daddy? Why daddy? And why
that,
Nana?
My dear, is
And
it?
Why Nana's Nana?
That's the meaning of life, and no one has that answer either. Again, some people think they have the answer, and they might be right. But no one knows for sure. Or that's not true. Some people maybe do know for sure. But no one knows that anyone's right.
You know, and there's no one to judge if
exactly.
It is right or wrong. Because
exactly.
If they knew it... then they would tell everyone.
Exactly. I think the meaning of life is different to every person. And I think we're not meant to figure it out.
And the meaning of life in my direction is that you get a good life. Like, you don't, like, die young or you don't.
Even if you die young, you just you take what you get and you
don't get upset.
And yeah, kind of, but no, you enjoy it, and sometimes it's good days, sometimes it's bad days, but it's just experiencing it and making the most of it and feeling good about what you've done.
I don't want to die though.
Not many people do.
But daddy, does it make sense? Is it possible for someone to live forever?
No. Not as we know it.
But would it be... could it be possible?
It is currently not physically possible.
No, I don't mean currently.
According to the law of physics.
I don't mean, like, currently. I mean, like, could someone have an amazing heart enough to live past infinity years.
It's never happened.
But do you think it could happen? Is that a matter of
opinion? If it happened.
But is that a matter of opinion, or is that a matter of...
Well, there's two ways of looking at it. If it happened, then we would have to change the way we see things. We would have to change our understanding of the human body.
Yeah, that wouldn't matter.
It would change everything. But, you know, anything's possible. Or... when the body dies, the spirit goes on and other things happen. Some people believe that you come back as another person. When you die, then you're born again as a new baby somewhere else, and you live again through that baby's life.
I know, but, like, Daddy, say when I die, like, you can, when you die, you can see that? Mm-hmm. Like, even when your bones?
You might understand things when you die.
No, but, I mean, like, when you die and you can see, like, your spirit, can you see it?
That's why nobody knows. That's my point. You might understand them, but you're not around to tell anyone else. So they have to understand for themselves, too.
I mean, like, you know how, like, I have friends at Montrose and all that?
Yes.
Will that, like, relive in a different way?
Could be.
But
that's what's so crazy. No one has these answers.
If it does, can I see that when I die?
Good question. I think you have to be at peace with the understanding that...
Okay.
Give Mama a kiss.
You've done more than
lots of extra minutes.
Don't hug me, actually. I have...
I'm going to go down with your mama, because that's the meaning of my life.
What? I didn't hear you. What?
I'm going to go hang out with mama.
Okay.
I think what you have to understand and get yourself to a place where you're okay with is that these questions are good to ask, but don't expect to ever really have the answer. You may have an answer, but that answer might change.
I know, but Daddy, here's one more question that I think is really hard to explain, but, like, is there an answer of life? Like, is there an answer? Like, is there
the answer
of the meaning of life? That's not a matter of opinion. That can't be a matter of opinion. That's impossible to be a matter of opinion. Because that's a straightforward question. Is there this? It's a straightforward question. It would be against the law of physics for that to be an optional opinion or whatever thingy.
No, there's none of that.
There's not an answer.
There's no real... provable, empirical answer that can't be denied and can be proven.
Exactly, because if there... That's what I think, because if there was, then why haven't we heard of this yet? And why aren't people researching it? And why isn't it all over?
A lot of people are spending a lot of time thinking about it, and I guess you could call that researching, but... like I said, some people think they have the answer. Give me that. And they might. I don't think we're ever gonna know. They have. Trust me. There are people out there who will tell you what the meaning of life is.
Every single person.
Lots of people. Hundreds, thousands, millions of people will tell you what the meaning of life is. Then you gotta decide whether you think they're right. That's for you. It's for you to decide. That's for you to spend your whole life figuring out what you think for you. You know? It's complicated. Like I said, I think if you're comfortable spending your life looking for the answer and enjoying the search, then you'll be happy. If you're constantly frustrated because you don't have the answer,
Yeah, I'm. That's
kind of like frustrated.
Kind of sounds like something I would do.
Be frustrated, not having the answer.
Yep. But Daddy, there's two things I want to get out of life: be famous somehow, and which will probably never happen.
I don't think that's the.
I know it's not the right attitude, but really, 99% out of 100%, that's probably not going to happen.
What, can we just change it? Because I understand that feeling. I just think it's a dangerous thing to chase.
I know. And I also want to be like a scientist to understand the body of a human, because I want to see if we could possibly ever like... put like new tweaks into when a baby's first born, do something to it to help it live longer or something without destroying the world.
Yeah, that would be tough.
I'm gonna try to.
But that's an interesting pursuit.
And work at Starbucks.
Of course, yeah, that's very important. Yeah, the famous thing, I think, fame would probably be fun and interesting.
That'd be amazing.
But I think the only way fame would be satisfying would be if you were famous for being great at something.
That's... I don't want to be famous like a singer famous.
You don't want to be famous like Khloe Kardashian? Who's famous just for being famous?
Who's famous? Actress? No.
She's not an actress.
Then what is she?
Exactly. She's just famous for being famous. She didn't do anything of any importance.
I don't want to be famous like that. I want to be famous like...
You want to be...
What's his name?
Respected.
I want to be famous like what's his name. I want to be...
yeah, that guy's real famous.
Yeah, I know.
Household name.
I want to be famous like the guy who walked on the moon and sang his first song. No. What's his name? Oh, my God.
Neil Armstrong.
Who's that?
The guy who first walked on the moon?
No.
Or Louis Armstrong?
No.
The guy who
Chris
sang
Hadfield.
About the new moon. He sang on the moon?
Yes.
Okay. So.
But I mean, that's not.
Chris
that's,
Hadfield is famous.
I was trying to think of something like. Something that. I want to be like a famous scientist or something.
That's super cool. So.
And I want to be like Ariana Grande famous.
Gotcha. So.
Or Khloe Kardashian, whoever that is.
Yes. Okay. I'm gonna go now. What's that? I don't know. Okay. Don't drive yourself crazy thinking about this. You've got your whole life to think about this. But, I think... what you really want is to be respected as being great at something, right? That's what a lot of people who are famous because they're respected for being great at something.
But it's not something like...
But they didn't try to be famous.
No, they just got famous.
They got famous because they were great at a different thing.
I know what you're talking
about. But if you actually were... working hard at being great at being famous, I think that would suck for you.
Yeah, I know. That would be so annoying.
And for everybody else.
Be like, okay, I'm going to practice my singing constantly.
Not even singing, you're just practicing being, trying to be famous. Right?
I'll practice like, being great. I'll practice being the most popular person.
That would just be, trying to just be in front of everything and always be everywhere.
I think that's what Alex is
and spending all your time trying to be somebody instead of trying to be
something.
Something.
You're describing Alex right now.
All right. So don't be Alex.
So don't be.
Just be great. Be great for you. You know what I'm saying? Make yourself super proud of you. And if you achieve that, people will notice this person who's doing a great job.
I want you to remember this conversation.
You get it?
When I'm old.
Okay. When you've accomplished great things that make you proud of yourself.
Yeah, and you said, I told her so.
And when people look at you and say, wow, that person is really great at that.
I told her so.
There's the fame that you want.
And you'll be sitting on the couch watching me on the news. I told her so. I knew it.
Okay. Night, night, baby.
Night. Because Mr. Green always asks everyone, what do you want to be when you grow up? And everyone's always like, a famous singer, a famous dancer, a famous actress.
Just change the word famous to great. Okay?
Okay. And Daddy, my water.
Fame will come.
Is in the bathroom.
If you're
here's
right.
Some fame, I'm gonna produce
or it won't.
Can you refill it?
And what? You gotta be okay with that.
What?
I said fame will come if you're great. Or it won't. And unless you're okay with that, you'll never really truly
be famous. I'm not famous right now, so life is pretty great right now.
There you go.
Good with that. Can you ladybug me? And I have a water bottle in the bathroom.
Yep.
And can you put this in the bathroom? Okay. Water bottle in the bathroom. So tired.
I know.
What's 12 plus 10?
What?
What's 12 plus 10? Clearly
22.
Clearly not going to be a great mathematician. But you spent 11 minutes doing just 7 minutes, and then you spent 22 minutes just talking to me.
Yeah. You tricked me.
3 minutes.
Maybe that's the meaning of life, stealing these little minutes. Night, night.